So, Christina.
Yes.
What do you think of this music?
I think it's beautiful.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastically permeating my brain.
Yeah. It makes you want to just...
give up.
Give up. Like, you just hang up the phone and say, I'm done listening to this for 2.5 hours.
That's got to be the point.
It's got
to
be the point.
Behind it all.
I mean, like, why else would you sit here and listen to this?
Like the highest of highs.
Right, right.
In the squeaks.
Unless you're trying to get to the podcast that we want to talk about how we finally just hung up on the loan forgiveness.
After 2.5 hours.
Yeah, this is not loan forgiveness.
No.
It's unforgivable.
It's debt bondage. I see what you did there. Okay, so after that beautiful beginning that I feel really just dug into people's brains, I was going to start using like cerebellum, and I was like, I don't know if that's going to totally
It's not even your brain. It's just
work.
Your soul. It just
your soul. It just rips
dry.
Through your heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
After that beginning that I feel like people will find it very memorable, mm-hmm. I want to move on to the real point behind this whole story, which is... your struggles that we went through, well, since August at least, with turning in paperwork and having them not tell us, but then checking and then having to send it back again because mm-hmm. something was missing and all that stuff. So do you want to explain a little bit what the process was and kind of what happened just a few nights ago?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, like, you're going to have to bring some serious funny because this is not funny.
Can we just like loop a laugh track in there?
We'll just use what you just did.
Okay, that's
maybe.
Terrible.
Probably
don't
not.
Use that.
I'll just let you just laugh like normal. That's the one. And then I'll just keep
that's
blowing
better.
That through.
That will sound very
actually,
awesome.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to point at you. Rant. There we go. And you just kind of come like, we'll just, yeah. No, but we made some plans for years about how we wanted to handle my student loans. Considering that I had accumulated some debt by trying to pursue the millennial dream of improving yourself through university, which was sold and recommended to us.
And improving the generations.
Yeah, the
know.
Education system sold me the idea that I needed more education. And then I decided to go into education to try to help the system of education so that you didn't have to go to do more education past the education that we pay for with taxpayer dollars of public education.
Whew.
Oof.
I feel like there's a drinking game in there somewhere.
I am. I'll tell you that much. But no, it's just one of those things that we've made some plans. And as most people know, I left the classroom and we had planned.
First I heard of it.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, welcome to the show. My name is Nicholas Linky. I was a former... high school biology teacher. We have three kids together. We live in a little house in the middle of Missouri.
I said, I'll start the introduction. Didn't even say who we were.
Go ahead. Now you can say who you are because, I mean, like, you had the chance.
So sorry.
Go ahead, please.
You're going to have to start from now on.
Nope.
I am Christina Linky, and I am a sign language interpreter in the educational field.
Yeah, and both of us are still foolishly trying to save the education system.
I don't think it's foolish.
Starting to think so.
After last night or a couple nights ago? Yeah.
A couple nights ago. So, no, but I have assumed a position still working within public education of pushing in to rural districts and soon urban districts to try to make sure that we can continue to pretty much have rural schools and help teachers that are struggling. There's a lot of burnout from our public school education system. A lot of pushback from the ramifications and fallout of COVID, of kids being behind, of all of the different standardizations and new obligations that they have, of trying to make sure they can stand up against some of the banning and the political nonsense of school board meetings and like all of that. It just doesn't stop. I mean, you think like the election is going to slow it down, but like, it's going to keep coming. Like, this is an assault on public education. We've talked about this multiple different times on the pod that, like, school choice and there are multiple different forces at work to defund public education so that it's gone.
Can I just tell you how much I hate your opinions? Because normally,
yeah,
I hate telling you, wow, you were right. A lot of this stuff is happening. This sucks. So if you can just not opine any further.
No pining?
No opining.
What does that mean? I don't know that word.
Giving opinions. Really?
Oh, I thought I was just pining away. I thought I was just like pouring out my heart and soul.
You wonder
like
why I put an extra vowel on that? No opining.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Well, I mean, I just imagine like me like laying out in the snow that we might eventually get instead of just the bitter cold and just letting it all flow out. You know, just like, oh, it's gone. No, but anyway, that's what I think of like a pining away. I don't think of pine trees. Like every single time, like, oh, let's go decorate the pine trees and have. I'm like, no, there's just somebody like, yeah, but it's gone. My
hold
point.
The,
okay, we got definitions.
We got a definition.
Go ahead.
From Oxford Languages, it says.
Oh, did you know? Hold on. Did you know that the new Merriam-Webster
Dictionary? How
what is the word
that?
Of the year? Do you know?
I don't know.
Gaslighting. Go figure.
Oh, I
wow.
did see
yeah,
that.
Isn't that fantastic?
Did see
yeah,
that.
I think they lied about that. I think they've changed my perception of reality, and I barely believe myself that I think that the actual word of the year is hope. I think the real word of the year is hope. And they told me it was gaslighting. I believe them.
Do you want to push the laugh track now?
I pointed. Like, there was so
oh,
much
sorry,
pointing.
Sorry. Okay.
Go ahead.
The definition yeah. of opine.
Okay.
Hold and state as one's opinion.
Is that like the origin word of opinion? Like the root word?
To express opinions, to opine.
I have plenty of opining.
The sentence is, you may opine about anything you want. What is
we're definitely going to opine a little bit here. So here's the thing. If you want to listen to my raspy voice, because I've been doing a little bit of yelling recently about my little anger.
Yes, you
a
have.
A little bit upset about this.
A lot of bit upset, a little bit. But yes.
But if you want to hear about like a millennial struggle about, you know, the government is
your face
blah, blah.
Right now.
Like you can, I mean, like if you want to listen to the generational gap between like, oh my gosh, this person that probably just plays on their cell phone all the time and watches too much Netflix and complains about the higher level of education that they decided to get and they owe their debt to society. Guess what? I pay my debt to society. Thank you very much. But the other point is that if you want to hear that, continue to listen. If you don't, and you think the beginning track of the very beginning, which was going to showcase the weight that we had to endure to try to figure this all out.
You mean the weight like the W-A-I-T or like the weight W-E-I-G-H-T?
Why are we still doing words and definitions?
Both.
It's so much education
I love
in this
it.
Podcast. I said this setup.
Isn't so this about educational interpreting on my end and educational teaching on your end and about the higher educational system.
I had a segue into the real.
I've opined too long.
I had a segue into the real that was supposed to start, but
the real.
Anyway, so to the main directive that we actually have, right, is that the frustration is that we had a plan. We had talked about it for years for me to be able to engage in public school education because that was my goal. That was my dream. I went to master school and I went through that program after grad school. I had no idea what I wanted to do. It's like one of those things, like I mentioned this before. It's like you work really, really hard. It's not an uncommon thing. It's a ubiquitous problem most of the time when people graduate. They're like, I did it. I got that piece of paper. No idea what I'm going to do with it. Is any
I can put it on my wall.
They're in drawers somewhere. I have no idea.
I have from high school, mm-hmm. which I don't know why I was so carried around, but they gave you a like wallet-sized pocket diploma.
That
as
sounds
well.
Worthless, more worthless than the original one.
Absolutely, super hard, like laminated, mm-hmm. but
oh, like
yeah.
like the casing, like was it like the snap casey type of thing, or was it
no,
like
it was
actually
just
resin?
Actually laminated resin. Not resin, but it was laminated, but it was very thick lamination.
Okay.
So you could tell it was like
authentic.
Kinko's or FedEx yeah. or something like that.
Yeah,
very,
Jocelyn
very
spent
hardcore.
A lot of money on that. Or your money. Jocelyn spent a lot of their money, your money on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course. More? Is there more to that?
Nope. I'm
okay.
done.
Okay. You're opining. So My point is that
I relinquish my time.
Yeah, after not for long, I'm sure. But the real issue is that I, with the family, plan to go and do teaching for years. And we were going to follow through. I was going to do the retirement thing and all that kind of stuff. And we all know, like, school got pretty much really a bad rap for a few years. And teaching is not what it is anymore. It just isn't. Like, it just is not. So if you're at the point where you're like, oh, my gosh, is this all this is going to be? Just complain about it. That's fine. Turn it off. But if you really want to know how most teachers feel right now, like the real state of how public education is going and what most of us that have left the classroom are thinking about leaving the classroom are barely staying for the reasons of the kids because they have the hope, they have the belief, right, that it's still going to pull through. And the rest of us are like, there's got to be something bigger done. This is one of those many stories that exist, right? This is the whole I rebel, therefore we exist type of thing. Like, this is really what it is.
Isn't that from Camus?
And whenever we continue on,
she's gonna ignore it.
No, like, just
gonna ignore me.
Oh my god!
Either people are listening, going, "What is a Camus?
What is
Who is
they're
Camus?"
Looking it up right now,
or they're going, "Does she mean Camus? Are you kidding me?"
Yeah, but I think that there's really no, like.
Therefore, you are. Therefore, you am. Sorry. I would say I relinquished my time. I was going to take a ride back. Go ahead. Sorry.
I have no idea where we're going with this right now. Like, there's been so many. Anyway, so I wanted to leave because it was very, very difficult to continue looking at it deteriorate and not being able to do more about it. So I left. And we had planned it out so that my loans would be forgiven, especially underneath the temporary loan forgiveness. So public service loan forgiveness works out is if you pay 120 qualifying payments, that's 10 years of payments that qualify within their stipulations. After you've done that and you've worked in certain public service whatevers for that duration of time and you've paid your debt in a certain respect, like you've done your government duty. I don't know what you want to say it is. Like, you paid your time.
Right.
You can be free. You can be freed from debt, right? They forgive you. You are forgiven from your ways and errors of being, you know, 18 to 22 and drinking way too much Natty Light and spending it on ridiculous nonsense things, including books that you never needed and never read and still own in a box with the used tag on them in your garage, right? That's the kind of thing that we made those mistakes, but we're forgiven. It's all forgiven, right? Yeah, you look like you have something.
No. I was just going to say, one, they're not just in boxes in the garage. I think, how many times have we said, you know what, we're going to get rid of these? So half of them are on the basement stairs right now, ready to come up and out the door. And yeah, nothing's
books,
forgiven.
Books but spend the majority of their life, I think. I'm creating
in our house or anywhere?
I think the majority of lives of books, right, spend their time in boxes on their way to a donation place. Like, I think that they're on their way.
I mean, I wouldn't say all of them, but I don't know. I think the ones that live in our home are the majority of the time sitting on either the basement steps or the steps to go back upstairs to the kids' rooms. And they just sit there.
Yeah,
and then I just continue to pile them, and I say, "Finally,
that's the
take them."
The children's books just crawl up the stairs. But our kids read, yeah, for sure. But like, they definitely leave.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to them not, so I can just get rid of all the books. Just or
that's
like
the,
build
that's
their
the type
house
of
out of it.
We are now
yes,
professing
promoting.
Is important. We're banning all books from our household. We're having a bonfire.
Especially that very hungry caterpillar.
8 o'clock.
Mo Willems.
Yep.
Oof. Those are racy.
Oh, man. Continue. Please tell me. Tell me more of like the really hard hitting.
Fable Haven. Talking about like fairies and, you know, witches and just no.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
For me to trip on my way down or down the stairs.
Those paperbacks are slick.
They are
slick.
They are. They don't warn you about that when you buy them.
The hardback, you stub your toe. You're like, this is going to Goodwill. Straight up, I'm done with this.
And really stays. Liked the series, but this one in this whole box of eight. Gotta go.
The book. Yeah.
Tripped on it. Yeah. Gotta go.
Or you lose the one, right? You donated six, right? The number six got donated. And you sit there with the box. You're like, wait a minute. What about, am I missing a volume? No. Dang it, now I gotta get rid of the whole thing. And you know no one else wants it. So
no.
You just try to slip it underneath that little, like, underneath a box of towels to the to the donation. You're like, good luck with that.
You gotta have your
kid.
You're
gonna be lonely with that number six not being
there.
Good luck on Amazon.
I have the perfect idea. You grab a different book that fits in that hole, right? And then you make a little piece of paper that goes around it. And we have artistic children. They can fold it around it so we know about how long or how wide the thing is, mm-hmm. the spine is. Mm-hmm. And so then they decorate it to match the other spines, and then we stick it in there, we sell it.
I think that's worse.
That's so mean.
It's like, oh, look at this
Harry Potter book set. What? Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. What is this crap?
But it's not crap. It's just like, this is not fit. Why do you have this in here right now? So what are we talking about?
I don't remember either.
Oh, right. I was mad.
Oh,
I was
yeah. You sound really mad.
They didn't forgive my loans. We should get back to that.
Yeah, we should. This is just a reminder that The Delta is a member of the Heartland Pod family of podcasts. Join us every other Wednesday as we grow this show into a reflection of our lives where family, school, life, science, and politics all converge. Check out some of our other shows, including the Heartland Pod, The Flyover View, High Country, and Let's Have a Chat. Also, you can check out some of our collection of family projects on glassroomhive.com, like our family YouTube channel called Stink Finks, Nicholas's 2-minute lectures on his Hourglass Science channel, and our published books, whether it be our children's book, Dharma and Eldon and the Sandwich, or our new adult fiction like the Murray series. Another way to be transparent about progressive lives in the Midwest, glassroomhive.com. Now back to our show. Okay, so back to serious. Start from where you ended. Wherever that was.
Uh-huh.
But start from where you ended and continue on, please.
Well, yeah, okay. The reflection is that we planned it out very, very specifically. And with
right.
the temporary loan forgiveness that expired in October 31st, we had called multiple times. We had jumped through multiple hoops to make sure that it was kicked back as far as the application and the confirmation, the page one, page two, and there was a box that was scribbled out and had to be initialed, so we got a brand new clean one. This is all under recommendations when it was done by the previous lender, right? The previous lender
right.
was all of that, and there was multiple times like, okay, make sure this is done. Upload this here. Make sure. It was all of that. And I was fine. We had really good conversations about how to handle it best. And there was multiple different types of advice given to me. And we would get things and I would look at it and I'd call them. Like I would call a person and I would say, what do I do about this? What do I put together? Is there a way to do this? Is this the right form? Do you have all the information? Yeah, we have it. And then I would talk to them about it later, like, oh, well, you know, this is why this is wrong. So I was trying since August particularly to make sure that temporary loan forgiveness, right? Public service loan forgiveness
yes.
was taken care of. And yep. Then we got the letter that said, well, your loans are being transferred from this lender to this lender. And conveniently, it's right around the deadline time, right? We're rearranging this. This provider is no longer going to be servicing your loan. This person's now going to be servicing your loan. So we'll process that. And that might take a few weeks, I think.
But don't worry about it. We'll take care of it.
The numbers on the website are not correct. They will update. We will let you know. They will update. Keep watching it. Every single thing you pull on, they're like, you can check your loans on our website. Track the forgiveness tracker. All I mean, like, it's all there. Don't worry. Just go to the website, and then I ask them. I go through it all, and they'd be like, no, this is what that means. Like, it was reassuring. It was advice, and I don't know, what would you want to say? It was explained over and over again.
Multiple times, yeah.
But differently. Slightly different every time.
Yep.
And we tried. And then we were in our Washington, D.C. trip, and I remember at least two distinct conversations where I talked to two different individuals. while we were still there to make sure the final paperwork was submitted before they transferred our loans.
Right.
And it was done. And we waited. And then we got the letter. And your loans will now be serviced by these people. It'll take several weeks. Okay.
So but be don't patient. Worry, we've got it.
Don't worry, be patient.
We every will take time.
Every you know, wait, the numbers will update. Okay. I don't remember exactly how that all, there was calls. And then there was one day, right, that I called because you were pushing. You're like, you gotta know. We gotta know. And it's October, right? It was October.
Yep.
And I called. And I made a Twitter post about it. And I ranted a little bit. Normally, I don't do any of that kind of stuff because I'm like, okay, try to keep it positive. I'll write a tweet, put it all together, get excited about it. And then it'll sit there and die because I can't push the
button.
Right,
can't push
send.
Like,
it's very hard for me to push buttons like that. And just
push mine all the time, but go ahead.
I try. But those are the easy ones.
Right.
Right.
So kind. So kind.
But anything that submits, right. There.
Sorry.
I was pointing the entire
time.
She thought I was pushing the button.
I thought you were pushing a button.
No.
Like, oh,
they
like
can't
you.
See that. They can't see me doing that. There's no
I know,
benefit.
But it doesn't, I mean, you talk with your hands all the time. You're very animated.
I am. They can see it.
Right.
So then we come down to that day, and I wait on the phone for 4 hours, listening to the same music that we started this episode off with, and just sat there, did a little work, waited. You know, just waited it out. And nothing. A whole lot of nothing. So I stepped aside and I did my work. I did my job, my new job. I had to go travel. I have business arrangements. I have things. You know what I mean? And most of the time when they say, you got to wait, we'll let you know. You know, you think they'll let you know.
You think they would.
You think.
Because they said they would.
Yeah. And then we called them the other day, right? Real recently.
Yeah.
Was it the other, like, I guess it'd be 2 days ago now.
Yeah.
We stayed on the phone and I asked them what the issue was. I asked them to confirm to me what the problem with my paperwork was this time. And we went through the process and they told me, you know, we have to be very particular because if your social security number at the end gets cut off, right, and there's half of it missing, we'll deny the application. And I didn't have both cover pages on both documents submitted as one solid PDF to them, right? They wanted it that way. The other people were okay with it the other way. They walked me through the process.
Absolutely.
And they were like, put it there, we see it, good. Not the new one. They were like, no, this is no good. Like, we do not like this PDF because it's submitted funny and our system doesn't like it. So we denied it. So I pushed back a little bit because of what they said, well, that'll get you your PSLF forgiveness. And I paused and I go, so what does that mean for the temporary loan forgiveness policy that is actually applying to the loan? And the response was, sir, that time has passed. The temporary loan forgiveness deadline has passed. So those are all broken apart now as far as your loans, and there's no actual forgiveness for the entirety of the thing because all the payments are coming in at different times based on when the loan was taken out and how it was taken out. I didn't take that news very, very well.
You did not.
I tried very hard for a while to have it reiterated calmly as I could what I think that what that meant and why I had an issue with it.
And she never really confirmed it. Did she? Or did she wait till wait till towards the end of the conversation when she goes, okay, let me just give you to a supervisor.
Yeah, it was this transition to say, you know, you need, I.
He's too angry. I can't deal with this. I'm going to have to transfer.
Just
yeah.
Wait. She was like, I'm going to transfer you if you put on a plea hold. And I go, I appreciate that. I'd really like to talk to somebody that can walk me through what my options are and be able to explain to me how I can, you know, like just, I wanted somebody to give me more than that deadline is over.
Right.
It's done now.
After you worked.
I can't help you.
Hard.
It's done.
tirelessly to make sure that we had all the information done.
And that, you know, the 11 years that I taught to actually.
Right.
Yeah. That, I mean, that beside the point, the 3 months that I worked to get their paperwork to them, that was the important part. So like, you know, 20 days and a piece of paper.
Right.
That's what we need. That's what I needed. But that's what I didn't have right. Not there. I didn't have it right for them. So we waited again on hold
for 2.5 hours.
Just waiting. Nobody came back.
Never.
It was bedtime. It was bedtime with the kids. I think we did part of bedtime. We helped them get to their bed. And
we did. And they're old
up.
Enough to kind of move forward themselves. It just makes me so angry because when you were on hold for 4 hours last time, you said, I don't know if I was at school still, I wouldn't be able to do this.
Right.
I would have to go back to teaching my class. It's only because I'm working from home and I can just put it on in the background. And how many teachers and how many other people who have this supposed benefit
right.
of doing their job to have this debt forgiven, because that is what they were promised.
Right.
They don't have the time to sit there.
Yeah. They made it extremely difficult and literally impossible.
Absolutely.
Like the statistics are embarrassing. Like they're just, and they put this new program into effect to rectify that.
Right.
And they still found a way. They still found a way to yep. make sure that it was just difficult enough to keep the people away from it. If you cut off the last number of your social security number, which we have everywhere else,
right.
No good. If you have something crossed out and not initialed, no good. It's all there. All the numbers are there that we need. But you didn't file it as one PDF together with two cover first pages for both of the same different document. And it's like, how am I supposed to do this if I was on a planning period? How am I supposed to do this if I have a family that's beyond the right. classroom day? Like, I'm looking at it from somebody like, yeah, sucks. Like, my situation, like, not happy about it whatsoever. And I can cry about it all I want to and be angry and yell in my living room and kitchen and whatever.
You have.
I have. And a lot less funny than what this is.
Absolutely.
But it's frustrating because we want teachers to stay in the classroom. And the education system is under attack. Not it's not threatened to go under. It's being attacked. Like, bad. It's going to be worse. Teachers are not going to be able to hold on. COVID caused a lot of people to leave. Some of my colleagues are those people. Like, we are trying our hardest from another avenue to keep it going. We didn't just leave. We jumped from the frying pan into the fire. And we're looking at the trenches that people are still in, like, you can do it. And we see their struggle. We see what they're going through. We see the pushback that they're getting. And every single time we try to bring up that word of the day, hope, we keep trying. Here it is. And we look at it and go, when you take this away from people by making it so difficult, why would you stay in for 10 years? Why would you even stay in for 10 years, much less retirement?
Right.
Like, why? Why would you go into education at all?
Well, that was the benefit. Not only, you know, teaching the younger generations, but you're like, you know what? I'm going to have fun doing this. You know,
but it's not
I
fun anymore. Like, go,
right.
go ahead. I'll cut you off.
Right.
My point is that it's not teaching the way that you were taught as our ages. It's not the same school. School's evolved over the last 20 years. School's gotten less fun. School's gotten more stipulations.
Well, I would also say, not that it's about this at all, but I have been working in education since 2007, I think. But so I've been in school since 07. How many years is that?
I can't do math right now. It's late. It's not an education show. Wait, what?
So about 15 years I've been in the classroom.
Like, how I gave you that stall to do the math.
But I know. I was like 7 to 12, 5. Okay. Yes. So about 15 years. Because I worked through an agency.
Mm-hmm.
Mohila said.
Oh, you're going to call him out.
Oh, I'm totally calling him out. Absolutely. Calling them out. Hashtag it. Don't care. Whatever. Share it. Let them see it.
Yeah. Okay.
So Mohila said, no, I'm sorry, because you didn't work directly for the school. Like, I know you're in there fighting the good fight and all that stuff, but because you didn't directly work for the school, doesn't count.
Yeah.
Now, did you work for the school directly? Yeah, for 2 years. What, does that get 2 years of my loans forgiven? No.
Right.
No. It gives me nothing.
Right.
I love my job, but how nice would that be?
Yeah, that'd be nice. And I guess the biggest...
I'm just saying there's ways around everything. That's all I'm saying.
There's stipulations, there's hoops on that. But the biggest problem for me, I guess, and this is my closing thing, my biggest problem for me is I left the classroom knowing that a kid of mine was going into education. One of my students that became one of my favorite, closest students decided to go into the educational field.
You better hope nobody listens to this.
But I look at it.
Maybe they'll all think, that's me. He's talking about me.
I said one.
I know, but maybe they'll all think. Did you say he? I don't know.
Thanks.
Yeah, sorry.
Or she. Yeah, good job. My point is,
yes,
is that
covered it.
Like expressing that I think that that is an important field to go into, and that is noble, and to help kids make decisions and change the world and give them power and give them the stability to be able to like pursue the future that they want, whether it be through voting or STEM or advocacy or whatever they think is valuable to them, and say, that's inspiring. You should go do that.
Yeah.
It's good for you and the country. And then look at it and go, oh, I just set that kid up to just get a mountain of debt that they won't forgive.
I mean, you could say, just make sure they don't transfer your loans, but
he doesn't have control over that.
Yours went from.
Yeah. From my Fed loans to like Mohila.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mohila was the one who gave you the runaround.
At the end. Yeah.
Day.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Hashtag call it out. Huh?
Hashtag calling them out.
So what is your take home message from this? Wrap it up. What do you
my
got?
My take home message? Like,
yep.
I mean, it's not a bright, sunshiny thing that's going on. I mean, there's really, we did everything.
Right.
So it's not like I have, you know, keep fighting. I don't have multiple platitudes like
nice.
That. Mm-hmm. I don't have platitudes to just throw out there. I mean, I guess I could, because literally it's just overused phrases that people have always said that don't mean a damn thing. But I mean, I'm your, you know, ray of sunshine, your silver lining. I got nothing. We did it all right.
Yeah.
Mohila screwed up. The government screwed up.
Yeah. And now we have no other recourse. We just wait.
The Delta is a Mid-Map Media production. You can check us out at heartlandpod.com or follow us on Twitter at @TheHeartlandPod. Please also consider signing up for our Patreon so that you can get exclusive merchandise as well as additional shows. And we'll talk again another time.